Katie Ulander wears a large ring around her neck. It is far too large for the petite slider to have ever worn, but she keeps it close to her heart and periodically touches it or twirls it in her hand. The ring belonged to the man who had the most influence on her life and career, her late father and former Major League Baseball player Ted Ulander. Katie told VOA Sports her dad was the one who instilled in her the values she needs to compete in the Olympics: perseverance, determination, honor, and respect. The ring she wears is a World Series ring he and his Cincinnati Reds teammates won in the mid-1970s. Katie followed in her father's athletic footsteps and even played baseball as the only girl on the McGregor High School team in Texas. Ulander says that her dad always urged her to do her best in everything.
You know, if you're going to represent the Ulander name, you better go out there. I mean, what did he tell me one time? I remember I was, like, doing something, and he stopped me. He's like, do it right or don't do it at all. And I was like, I stopped the thought, and I was like, well, I got to do it. Like, so basically, I better do it right.
Katie took her dad's values and hard work and turned them into World Cup success. She dominated the Women's Skeleton World Cup Tour during the 2006-2007 season, winning 5 gold medals and claiming the overall World Cup crown. In the 2007-2008 season, Ulander once again placed first in the World Cup standings. She finished second in the 2008 World Championships. But 2008 was also the year her father, who was working as a scout in the San Francisco Giants organization, was diagnosed with bone marrow cancer. He fought the disease with stem cell transplants and medication, but died just days before Katie was set to compete in the 2009 World Championships in Lake Placid, New York. Katie was not with him when he died. She was instead on a track in Park City, Utah, winning a silver medal in the last World Cup race of the season. Katie and her family had to prepare for Ted's funeral at the same time she had to prepare for the World Championships. A special funeral service at Colorado's Coors Field had more than 200 people, including several current and former major leaguers, show up after only a couple days' notice. Katie told VOA Sports that the tributes showed her a side of her father that she did not always know was there.
It really showed me that soft side of my father that I rarely saw, that I thought I was the only one that knew, but it was obvious that he had made an impact on a lot of people's lives in a similar manner as mine, and it really made me want to do the same.
Katie went on to finish 7th at the 2009 World Championships and finished the World Cup season in 3rd place. She planned to spend some time mourning her father. But in April, she was riding a snowmobile and wrecked, shattering her kneecap. It could have ended her Olympic dreams, but Katie was able to recover in time to compete on the World Cup circuit this season. Dr. Peter Millett is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in knee, shoulder, and sports injuries at the Stedman Hawkins Clinic in Colorado. He says injuries like Katie Ulander's usually take a year to heal.
It's a remarkable recovery that would allow somebody to compete at that level, at the Olympic level, in such a short time. It's a testament to a motivated patient, good surgical treatment, and excellent rehabilitation.
Katie Ulander says without the excellent treatment she received, her Olympic dreams, like her kneecap, would have been shattered.
But for my knee to go from being into 9 pieces to having 3 pins, 2 screws, and wire, to then back into 4 pieces and now having 2 screws in it. I was on crutches in mid-September. I think I've come a lot farther than I thought I would in this amount of time, and I'm extremely grateful.
Katie Ulander was able to overcome her injury to finish 7th on this year's World Cup circuit. Her best finish was a 5th place in Cesana, Italy. But it will take all her skill and determination to challenge the twisting Whistler track near Vancouver. Teammate Noelle Pikus-Pace told VOA that the Whistler track allows no room for mistakes. If a slider is off by just a few centimeters, it can mean disaster.
This track is really crazy. It's super fast. It's the fastest track in the world. And the turns are just so close together that it makes it really dangerous. It makes it dangerous for us because we can flip very easily. If you're just, maybe 6 inches higher than you should be, you're going to come out on your back.
Katie Ulander has written in her weblog that facing the Olympics without her father is going to be difficult. The opening ceremonies are on the first anniversary of Ted Ulander's death, and Katie says she will be emotional. But she writes she will also walk in as the daughter of Ted Ulander, American athlete and ambassador of what the U.S. represents, strength, honor, perseverance, and the Olympic spirit. In her words, it is game time. I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.